Kindergarten daf mesach this nazar daf lamin zayin begin on the basic and test mat begin with the gemara, so he knows it migiule of the kachamim as the gemara says from the emissions of the idolatrous pots, which Tais says, and that's actually only according to his girsa, obviously, that he did not have all the words that we have. He says, the Gemara learns Basa B'chalim, and then it goes to the whole thing until it gets to Gulev D'Kachavim, Ubukamakata, but here it just says the abridged version, Gulev D'Kachavim, from the emissions of the idol worshippers, which we did have that whole discussion. Now, make sure that Yisi Yisri Shami asks, wait a second, how are you learning from their Tam Kaker to all halacha, but Mali Gulev D'Kachavim, what are you going to compare by the emissions of the idols? Of the idolaters, she can ain heter, and the girsa is li isuve. There's no heter for the iser, so maybe there that's where we have the chumra. How are you going to see tanazir, which has a heter for the iser, as we said, because non kosher there's no heter for the iser. But there, it's on that he answers the bekula clay midyan. Actually, on all the midyanut vessels, hitzuch hakasav agala, the pasuk required to do kashering, to do the discharge of the absorbed taste, and that's afloisin shin nevelo miyan, also those that absorb from wine. Meaning the Nesu Nazir Yisrael Tamash, but that the Jewish people in the Midbar at that time, those Nazirim were forbidden to utilize them, because the Krabakula Kerem said, the Pasuk says all the vessels. And all those vessels that the Midianites cooked wine, that was forbidden for the Nazir Yisrael, that Kulmer Mechman Zabir Mesh on all them, the Torah is telling you that you have to put it through the fire to Kashrut. And therefore you see that we have Tam Keke even on, like wine for a Nazir, which is something that does have a Hetal Yisrael. Then it says, Master Bingo Dimaram, that according to the Rabbanan, why don't you learn from Gulev D'Kachavim? No, because it's nois in tam levgam, which is mutter. It's a chiddush. It really should have been asa. Because generally, because a deficient taste, it's permitted to mean in paragraph that, but it's not that someone's having a base that you have an embalish and you really give. You have a dead animal that's not fit for the gear to eat. And it couldn't be. It's not called nevela. Because of ice and the pasuk is making forbidden. Obviously, it's a chiddush. You cannot learn from it. Now, on that, the Gemara says, "What's Rabbi Kiva?" It's a chiddush. Says no, it's only for gedir basiema. So that says so the lav nois and tam lav kama, which doesn't taste according to the masla that doesn't give a bad taste. Ula rabbanon to ask the gemara, taste explain damer chiddush that they say it is a chiddush. What means not a chiddush? It's ben yaima. So the words of gemara are ef shle pogma purtas. No, it's not possible that it didn't have a deficiency a little bit. And if havli lemeim, we should have said keich the pogma merubas shariach. Just like when it has a large deficiency, when it's not ben yaima, the mother Torah permits it. So the pogam mut namishar, even the little deficiency should be permitted, and still the Torah says forbidden. So therefore that is a chiddush. Then the Gemara had asked, as Tais quotes the Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, Nami the Mogulai Mishra's letter to the Isser. Rebbe Kiva also that he explains that Mishra's is coming to tell you that the head is metabolized to the Isser. So then, just like Rabbanon, we Tam Keka, we learn not everything from Mishra's. So to Limikanatidan Lachulu, you should also say that you learn not for all Kala Tarakula, also head and metabolized from here. And the question is on Rabdimi, Vamaikam Lazar, why do you say before, Chutz Mizur Nazar? But no, the only exception is Nazar, but the rest of the Torah doesn't have it. What do you mean? You should learn that from over here. Next says Master begin with the Gemara. Now we learn by Chatos that whatever absorbs its taste gets the halacha like it, which as the words of the Gemara is psulah hitipasul, that if it's invalid, it becomes invalid. Pidush another way. Shlom shnagum bechatos. If shlom that touched the chatos, if a chatos psulah bepigul benaisa, if the chatos is invalid because of had a machshav bepigul or it's benaisa leftover its designated time, kama shlom nesul. Now the shlom that got absorbed from its taste also becomes possible. Now if it's kosher, so the words of the Gemara teichel, you'll eat, meaning the zeis nivla this absorbed taste. As the word of the Gemara, but like the stringency of it, of the chatas, the idea that is, it can only be eaten for the males of the Kahanim, left in the Mekum, has to be eaten within the curtains, only for the day and the night. Now, Tais brings us from the Gazi, now there are certain texts that the Gir says, like the stringency of them, which is not only of the chatas, but also of the shalom that it else is. Mashman sounds like the shchum of shalom and chatas, sounds like the stringency of shalom has that's not by chatas. How is that? But Timsim, you find it, if the shalom was slaughtered the previous day, this man, the shalom at the lilam, which it has 2 days and one night, which means say it can only go till this night and not more. But chatas, the chatas that was slaughtered today is man, it's for a day and a night. It could go all night. Now, that's what it's saying, but the chatas, not the chatas that's absorbed with the shalom, can only eat according to the stringency of the shalom. But Harei, one thing we see, Golir Rachman B'Chatzis, Torah is revealing by Chatzis. The Hetem is Tavla Isser that the permitted Shlom is combining with the Isser of the Chatzis, because the Mila is going to only talk about the Nivla Chatzis Shum Nivla Chatzis Zayis Shlom. Only talk about a half an olive size of the fats of the Chatzis that get absorbed in a half an olive size of the meat of the Shlom, because Shari Lach Itzer. Obviously, that's what's necessary for because the Tamki Iker. If it's just telling the taste of the Chatzis, that's like the primary Chatzis of Hakvayi. Feel like Golir Rachman B'Chatzis. We really learned that from the emissions of the idolatrous pots for all Isurim. Obviously, teaching Hetem is Tavla Isser. They say no, that you need both pesukim. It's not teaching the same thing. And the Gemara says lahad tanya, but then this we learn in the Brayz Magalach as Magaf and Ayin that whatever is made means this the next Gemara already. that question is on Rabbi Kiva, that it says, what if Rebbe is going to be made to Megevna Yayin, which that teaches something which Tosfos says, wait a second, Abba Rebbe Shin Lel El, although the Gemara already darshan on the Flam and Dablin base, that this pasuk is teaching part in Bachal Prat, so how are we learning something else from this pasuk? So it says, Tosfos Hachadarshman, that's a Mikol. The exposition here is from the word Mikol, because Afil Mandalay Darsh Kol, even the one who doesn't generally darshan Kol, Mikol Darsh. Mikol, he does darshan. And therefore, the Gemara says, after Rabbi Kiva darshan Mikol, so also Rabbi Kiva should also be darshaning Mikol. What would that mean? That that the Sugunaza are Mitzav from Zel Zeh. But the question is, he holds him in Het Mitzav Le'Issa. What do you need Issa Mitzav Le'Issa? So now the Gemara answers, as Taisa quotes, Het Le'Issa. When you have the Het combining for the Issa, that's let's say Chatzi Zayis Chartzen, half olive size of the grape seed. But Chatzi Zayis Mipas B'Yachad Davka, and then you have a half olive size of the bread together. Specifically, that's where it's going to combine. But regarding Issa and Issa, as Taisa quotes from the Gemara, then even if it's consecutive, as long as within the time to eat a half loaf of bread, that's the bigger chiddush, that's the chiddush of Issa, the Issa, even though it's not at the same time, that it's going to combine.